Well, let's talk about the greatest guitar players of all time. Go ahead.
Buddy Guy influenced Jimi Hendrix, who became the greatest guitar player, because Buddy Guy was doing things that nobody else was doing in blues music or with guitars.
You know Buddy Guy's nickname in Chicago blues when he's playing for Muddy Waters?
Get the hell off the stage.
No. Him and a group of guys, they called him Buddy Guy Motherfucker. That's where the word motherfucker got famous from. In those blues scenes, all those guys who were playing for Muddy Waters, they're all like shit guys. But their slang names were motherfuckers. Mm. That's how they got that nickname. But Buddy Guy, that's why when amazing. The Stones play with Buddy Guy in that concert in 2010 or so, whatever, Shine Light. Buddy Motherfucker Guy, he calls him. But that was Buddy Guy's actual nickname playing in those Chicago scenes.
He was an amazing guitar player. They wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do on all the blues albums at the time because he was too innovative.
It'd be too different for those.
But Jimi Hendrix heard him and knew that what he was doing was awesome.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't deny that. Jimi Hendrix was a big fan of those blues musicians.
He loved Buddy Guy.
Freddie King.
And Ike Turner, who later we can't
talk
about.
Let's not fucking bring him up. Fucking slap someone around and fucking that ruined his life.
Which makes you wonder.
What do you think?
How the hell does Michael Jackson still get the respect?
That's true.
Yeah, but a guy like Ike Turner gets disbarred.
See, fucking hit Tina. Big mistake.
Yeah, and she's way better than he was.
Have you seen Tina in the 60s and 70s? Tina was wicked hot in the 60s and 70s.
She still was when she became
unbelievable.
Famous.
Unbelievable.
But that's not the point here. The point is Michael Jackson shouldn't be adult 22.
So Jones, great guitar player.
Who's your favorite?
Underrated, maybe.
Well, I mean, we already threw out.
No, greatest of all time.
Guys who are really great. I mean, Joe Bonamassa is a really great guitar player.
Yes,
And very much unknown. I don't know about time either.
But he is unknown, you're right.
I don't make those kind of, greatest all time.
But the best, but it all depends what you mean by great. Well, does he influence the most people? Did he write the best stuff?
Yeah, that's why I think Buddy Guy's underrated. I think Joe Bonamassa is also underrated.
What did Buddy Guy write?
Gary Moore?
You know, what's Buddy Guy's greatest hit?
Fucked your mom.
He doesn't have
motherfucker.
Yeah, but then you can say,
motherfuck you.
You can also say, what's Howlin' Wolf's greatest hit?
But Howlin' Wolf did write stuff.
He wrote a lot. That's Buddy Guy wrote a lot of stuff. I have a bunch of Buddy Guy stuff from Chess Records.
I just like his guitar playing. His guitar playing is great.
Musicianship, he's maybe up there.
No, he wrote a bunch of great stuff for Chess Records.
Yeah, he has stuff.
And then he went with
Buddy Guy, though. I don't know.
Then Buddy Guy went with Junior Wells.
Oh, Junior Wells.
Junior Wells, they were amazing. They put a bunch of great records out. But who would you say?
For me, the best guitarist of all time? I really like Frusciante, but that's just me. Off the Chili Peppers. Is he the best of all time? No. But is he really interesting guitar player and different? Yes. Totally different. The Peppers don't sound good without him.
No.
The second you take him out of the sound, that funk, rock, whatever they're doing, they lost it. You put another guy in there, all of a sudden it's different. They can't play without Frusciante. Without him in there, they're not making hit records.
Has he done other stuff without him?
He has done his own Chili
Peppers? Or?
He has, and he's not that good.
He's had a bunch of solo records.
Yeah, his solo stuff, he sings really high. It's kind of a strange mix.
I like some of it.
But he's good with Flea. You put him and Flea together, it's like this high bass and low kind of playing, high playing guitar. Yeah. Perfect mix. It's like, boom, there you go.
Well, that's like Rage Against the Machine. Without Tom Morello, they're nothing.
No,
but
it's not the same
thing. Yeah. Morello's also interesting.
Wow. He's really he's innovative. Anyway.
I'd say Randy Rhoads, but that's just because Randy Rhoads is amazing.
That would be the guy.
Technically amazing.
Well, him and Eddie.
Songwriting amazing.
One on the list. Randy Rhoads is number one.
I'd say Eddie Van Halen, but.
No way, I'm saying Randy Rhoads.
I'd say Randy Rhoads.
Change your guitar.
I'm not going to say
Randy
Rhoads is not way up there.
Guitar player.
But I'd say Randy
Rhoads
is way up there.
So why Randy
the guy that played for Meatloaf? Who the fuck's that guy that played for Meatloaf?
Who's the guy that played on Meatloaf albums?
You know who nobody ever says? Ace Frehley. Nobody ever says Ace Frehley really influenced me.
I love Ace, though. I actually love the makeup. That's
but nobody ever says that he's the greatest guitar player.
He's never going to be at the top.
No.
Jimmy Page is way above.
Slash will get mentioned.
Even a heroin coked out Jimmy Page is better than Freely.
Joe Perry.
A drunken.
Jimmy Page.
Even Keith.
Hammers.
Keith.
Even Eric Clapton.
Keith wrote so many songs.
So, but why Randy Rhoads?
Well, Randy Rhoads is number one. He's technically perfect, which everyone I think aspires to at one point or another. But he was always a student of the guitar. He wrote such amazing guitar melodies. If you listen to those Ozzy songs.
Oh, they're first catchy, level. That's for sure.
The guitar melodies
Crazy
are
Train,
unbelievable.
Obviously one of the best
but even
riffs
solos.
Ever.
If
you listen
to his
solo
solos, they're
Mr.
just
Crowley.
Perfect.
That is just
note for note perfect.
Great solo. It's just so smooth.
Flying High Again.
It is.
Suicide
it's
Solution.
Mr. Crowley is the greatest, for me, the greatest solo of all time. If you said that, it would be Mr. Crowley, both solos. Whereas with Eddie Van Halen,
he's innovative.
When you listen to Eddie Van Halen, you can tell he's improvising everything, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
which a lot of people say about it. Randy Rhoads never improvised anything. He wrote every single note down. He made sure that they were meticulously, note for note, right, correct.
Which is OCD, though.
Which is very OCD. He was very guitar. He was guitar oriented in terms of studentship, and he studied the guitar. He studied the scales, and for the songs that he was writing, he made sure that all those pieces and those parts were absolutely tonally perfect. Whereas Eddie Van Halen was, of course, just Eddie Van Halen lived and died on a lot of flash. Yeah, which was fine.
Yeah, he sounds really good.
But if you listen to Eddie Van Halen now and listen to Eddie Van Halen 40 years ago, it's still the exact same stuff. Which is great. It's fast. It's quick. It's really innovative.
You know who never got me? Tony Iommi.
Tony, of course. Tony,
there's the guy that fucking changed the game.
He's a good guitar player, but I don't say he's the best.
Changed the game, though. All the metal players became him.
Oh, he's the greatest metal guitarist of all time, that's for sure.
And all the metalers wanted to be him.
Deep Purple there.
Richie Blackmore.
Blackmore's a better guitar player.
Richie Blackmore's probably a better technical player, but Richie Blackmore... Yeah, Richie Blackmore came along in the same era as Tony Iommi.
A little after him, but... No, they were different the sound too.
They started in 69.
Clapton didn't get any mention.
No, I'm not gonna mention Clapton.
No.
Fuck no.
I like Jeff Beck, but Jeff Beck also is like Eddie Van Halen. He's really good at a lot of things, but he just sticks with it. He never changes.
It's a lot of flash.
He's got a lot of whammy bar stuff. Yeah. And it sounds good, but
it's a lot of flash.
It's like that one guy with the whatever, Peter Frampton.
Oh yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Box.
Yeah. Interesting, but really.
Yeah, at the time. It blew some dogs and minds.
It was,
blew a couple people.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Frampton anywhere near there just because he had gimmicks, but yeah.
He's gimmicks, is what he is.
Which is awesome.
But who really compares to, like, fucking Miklos lead guitarist?
Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley.
Who?
What about John Oates? John Oates?
Oh, fuck. Bruce Springsteen's lead guitarist.
Steve Van Zandt.
He actually was good.
He was good in The Sopranos.
Actually, only
he was actually a good actor.
There's a caveat to that. Steve Van Zandt was only the lead guitarist for a couple of years, like the 70s, and then they brought in Nils Lofgren. Nils Lofgren actually was the guy on Born in the USA and all his albums.
Really?
Actually, Nils Lofgren. Yeah. So there's.
I thought it was all
there.
Steve Van Zandt.
No, he did all the early stuff.
Did all the early stuff. And Nils Lofgren actually is a better guitar player than him. He came along and was stayed with the band, stayed with them all the time.
So and Van Zandt did all the late tours with them. When they all got back together for the E, whatever.
They still tour together. Nils Lofgren's still in the band, but Nils Lofgren came like 82 or something like that. He was a young guy, and he was. That's when Steve Van Zandt wasn't in the band. Steve Van Zandt left the band.
Joe Walsh, Joe Perry, two more. I would say they're good, but
no, I wouldn't put either one.
They're not at the top.
Close, not even close.
I like Joe Walsh.
I like Jimmy Page more than any of those guys.
Actually, Jimmy Page is innovative too. Like he did things that nobody else was really doing at the time.
Jimmy Page was amazing.
No, we have way better guitar players. Like, obviously, we have Steve Vai. We have Eric Johnson. We have... Who's the other guy?
Satriani.
Satriani's amazing.
Malmsteen.
Malmsteen.
There's, you know, like...
Hades guys, though.
But those are great guitar players. Nobody does guitar music anymore.
Who likes that?
Nobody would.
It's garbage.
It's hard to listen to
guitar music.
I love guitar music.
It's hard to listen to straight instrumentals.
I love straight instrumentals.
I don't like instrumentals.
If I'm on an elevator going up like 20 flights, okay, that's good.
I got a few Satriani albums. I love that stuff.
I love Satriani.
I love Satriani stuff too.
I love John 5.
It's all right.
Eric Johnson.
I love Eric Mountain. I love Yngwie.
You have to, there's something about that you have to like.
I can only handle it for so long.
I like guitar
stuff. If it's in Crossroads and there's a battle with the devil.
Yes. Steve Vai did win that battle.
Ry Cooder. Ry Cooder. Great slide player.
That's Ry Cooder.
I've seen an actual article, a technical breakdown of why Steve Vai won that album, won that battle, and it was very convincing. It was actually very convincing. It was a why Steve Vai won the battle in Crossroads. Go and try to find that on Google. You'll find it.
Because he
very interesting.
Music,
he did all the interesting stuff. He did all of the technically...
Made his guitar laugh.
Stuff.
Even. That's
yes.
awesome.
Which I can do.
He played on David Lee Roth's album.
I can actually make my guitar laugh just
by
telling
it
jokes.
Which one? Which
I can fairness? Tell make my guitar laugh by just by telling it jokes. I don't have to play it. It just starts laughing. Yeah. Randomly.